831-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, February 1st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The document that I researched in prepping for the show, something that I found on the whitehouse.gov website. This was put out on September 12th last year, 2023, just a few months ago. This is a fact sheet. The Biden-Harris administration secures voluntary commitments from eight additional artificial intelligence companies to manage the risk posed by AI. It builds on commitments from seven top AI companies secured by the Biden-Harris administration in July. Commitments are one immediate step and an important bridge to government action. The Biden-Harris administration is developing an executive order on AI that's going to protect Americans' rights and safety. Since taking office January 20th, 2021, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the entire Biden-Harris administration have acted decisively to manage the risk and harness the benefits of artificial intelligence as the administration moves urgently on regulatory action. It is working with leading AI companies to take steps now to advance responsible artificial intelligence. In July, the Biden-Harris administration secured voluntary commitments from seven leading AI companies to help advance the development of safe, secure, and trustworthy AI. Today, the United States Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, White House Chief of Staff, Jeff Zients, and senior administration officials are convening with additional industry leaders at the White House to announce that the administration has secured a second round of voluntary commitments from an additional eight companies. Here's the list: Adobe, Cohere, C-O-H-E-R-E, IBM, NVIDIA, Planeteer, Salesforce, Scale AI, and Stability. These companies will help drive safe, secure, and trustworthy development of AI technologies. These commitments represent an important bridge to government action. And are just one part of the comprehensive approach to seizing the promise and managing the risk of artificial intelligence. The administration is developing an executive order and will continue to pursue bipartisan legislation to help America lead the way in the responsible development of artificial intelligence. These commitments, which the companies have chosen to undertake immediately, underscore three principles that must be fundamental to the future of AI. safety, security, and trust. It marked a critical step toward developing responsible AI. As the pace of innovation continues to accelerate, the Biden-Harris administration will continue to take decisive action to keep Americans safe and to protect their rights. Wow. This thing goes on and on and on. Companies commit to internal and external security testing of their AI systems before their release. The companies commit to sharing information across the industry with governments, civil society, academia, all focused on managing the risk of AIs. Building systems that put securities first. The companies commit to investing in cybersecurity and insider threat safeguards to protect proprietary and unreleased model weights. The companies commit to facilitating third-party discovery and reporting of vulnerabilities in their AI systems and to share that information with others. Earning the public's trust. The companies commit to developing robust technical mechanisms to ensure that users know when content is AI-generated, such as watermarking systems. Companies commit to publicly reporting their AI systems' capabilities, limitations, and areas of appropriate and inappropriate use. The companies commit to prioritizing research on the societal risk that their AI systems can pose, including avoiding harmful bias and discrimination while protecting privacy. Goes on and on and on. But listen to this. In developing these commitments, the administration consulted with Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, France, Germany, India, Israel, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, the Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, the United Arab Emirates, and the UK, Great Britain. These commitments complement Japan's leadership of the G7 Hiroshima process, the United Kingdom's summit on AI safety, and India's leadership as chair of the Global Partnership on AI. Today's announcement, back on September 12, 2023, a few months ago, is part of a broader commitment by the Biden-Harris administration to ensure AI is developed safely and responsibly, to safeguard Americans' rights and safeties, and to protect Americans from harm and, again, discrimination. Folks, Biden and Harris, their administration is all behind all of this. And when they put out this CHIPS and Science Act of 2022 and voted on it, I can guarantee you that congressmen and senators were made privy as to who the companies were going to be to get this $280 billion of our taxpayer dollars today. The wire transfers are going out. These companies are getting the money, and it's coming. And I personally felt, after all the research I've been doing on this for months, following these bills, following the money, following the best I could to find out who it is, I decided today's show would be dedicated to informing you and putting you on constructive notice to be aware of it. Do you know a lot of the stories you get on your phone? Go to the bottom. They must now put a disclaimer on the bottom of the story saying that some of the content of this story was generated by AI. Ask your phone a question. You know, ask Siri, ask whoever you want to ask. Ask your phone any question. It will search the internet and give you best responses to your question the way you asked it. That's AI, folks. That is voice-activated AI doing a Google search on your phone without you typing. All you have to do is talk to it. If you have a flip phone, you need a new phone, because this technology is something that you have got to be able to have and access. When alerts go out, when warnings go out, when they're going to shut down the power grid, we're in the middle of August, we've got 99 degree heat with 99 degree humidity, and the power grid is getting taxed because of the air conditioning. Yeah, we're going to shut the grid down. Your air conditioning is going to go off for an hour. You might want to get a generator to back up your house power, because guess what? We're shutting the grid down. We got to cool off the generators. We got to cool the system down. We are overworked, and we're going to start blowing capacitors, transformers. We need to shut it down and cool things down. So we're going to take a short break here. Interruption of your power service today. Thanks to windmills, wind turbines, and solar panels, and the batteries that don't have the capability of storing enough power, well, we're going to shut things down for an hour or two. So we're going to let you know in advance that today from 2 to 3 o'clock, the electric grid's going down. Now, if you're hearing this without understanding the whole context of this rant, don't freak out. They're not shutting the power down today, February 1st, 2024, from 2 to 3 p.m., whatever the heck I just said. I'm giving you a hypothetical situation why you need a new phone to be able to get these alerts. It's coming, folks. You need to be updated and educated and prepared. That's all I'm saying. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Folks, I'm not doing this to depress you. I'm doing this to inform you, to educate you, to bring you up to speed as to what's happening in our world today, Thursday, February 1st, 2024. What can you do about it? Well, number one, you can be aware of it. Number two, you can ask politicians running for office about it. What do they know about it? Are they informed and engaged about AI, artificial intelligence, its capabilities? That $280 billion of our U.S. taxpayer dollars is being paid out to private companies today to start manufacturing chips in the United States. This was money they felt was necessary to help these companies absolutely get involved in chip production for national security. Dave, you cannot bury your head in the sand, brother. I don't want the alerts from the government. They'll just know what you're doing. They already know what you're doing. Between surveillance cameras and satellites and the tracking of any debit card or credit card you use at any store, they already know what you're doing. Nick Wallace from J2 Construction. Randy, we are going to be looking at this in a different perspective. It's not insider trading. It's out there for everyone. You got to understand that. So, yeah, we'll definitely check it out. We'll look at it. We'll see. If I'm able to secure it, I'll share it with you guys. Absolutely. But here's the bottom line, people. I believe throughout the 1980s and 90s, Vicki and I were completely busy raising our family. We got married in 1984. We had our family. We started our businesses. We went to work every day, even worked on Saturdays and Sundays. Some weeks we worked 7 days a week. We had a good life. We raised the kids. We put them through school. We put them through college. We helped them get married. We helped them get a house. That's something we did for every one of our kids. We put the down payment and paid the closing costs. All they had to do was sign the mortgage and make the payments, and they have a place to live. One of our daughters still lives in the house we helped them get. 40 years ago. Wow, can't believe that. But this is what you do with your life. And to a certain extent, we basically had our heads in the political sand. We voted for people that we didn't even know who the heck they were. We knew no idea about what their positions were on any topic. Nothing. Is it election day? Go vote. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, wait a minute. I've heard of this guy. I saw some of his TV commercials. I've got a mailer in the mailbox from him. I'm going to vote for this guy. Had no idea who the heck he was. It wasn't until we basically semi-retired, sold the businesses, moved to northern Michigan, and got involved in politics. And got involved in politics because of my truck driving. Bought a 100,000-hour semi, started the summer of 2005, went through March 6, 2009, 369, never forget it. Could not get a load out of Atlanta, Georgia. Take me off the board. I'm done. Dropped the trailer in Ohio, bobtailed on up to Traverse City and sold the truck. Got involved in politics. What a life. Ran for office, was on the radio, got a phone call. Hey, you want to join us in buying a radio station? Talk to Vicky? Yeah, sure. Had partners, started a show. Your Defending Fathers with Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy on another station here in northern Michigan. Did that for a few years. My partners moved to other states, and Vicky and I were left here stuck in Michigan. God led us to this show and to this station and to this radio family. I believe we're on a mission to do the right thing, to educate, inform, engage you, and to let you know basically what's happening in our world. And along the way, lower the cost of living, make you healthier, live longer, prosper, and elect good people that think like we do. That's what my mission is for this microphone. God willing, as long as I'm alive and capable to do the show every day, this is what you're going to hear. Top of the hour news break, heading into hour number three. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utility.